Christie's Sunnyside Bakery. It's 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks left until Election Day, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are planning their final pitches to voters. Donald Trump says he will hold a rally at New York's Madison Square Garden this Sunday. And next Tuesday, 1 week out from the election, Kamala Harris is planning a big speech.
She'll be giving a major address outlining her closing argument to the American people, speaking on the National Mall at the exact same site where Donald Trump addressed his supporters and urged them to march to the Capitol on January 6th. Harris using the symbolic site to argue it's time to turn the page on Trump.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The Justice Department is warning Elon Musk that his daily million-dollar giveaways to registered voters may be a violation of election law. A day after Boeing announced it had lost $6 billion in the third quarter, its striking union machinists rejected an offer from the plane maker, meaning they are still off the job. The first lawsuit has now been filed over the McDonald's quarter pounder E. coli outbreak. This is ABC News. Attacks on a Democratic Party office in Arizona over the last few weeks, leading to an arrest on terror charges. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.
Jeffrey Kelly is 60 years old and accused of hanging bags of white powder from political signs lined with razor blades in Phoenix. And he's accused of three shootings targeting a DNC office in Tempe in the last couple of weeks. Charges against Kelly include terrorism. In his home, the ATF allegedly found over 120 guns, 250,000 rounds of ammunition, body armor, grenade launcher, and other weapon-related items. Additional charges are expected. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The search has been suspended for a 66-year-old woman who fell from a Taylor Swift-themed cruise about 20 miles off the Bahamas. She went overboard on Tuesday night. A promising college quarterback is giving up football. North Carolina State's Grayson McCall says he's leaving the sport 3 weeks after suffering his latest concussion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Looks like we'll have a bright start to our day, but kind of gloomy to finish as a weather system out in Minnesota down through Nebraska slides east and brings a band of rain into our area this evening. Right now, looks like the brunt of the rain should come through between about 9 p.m. and about 2 o'clock in the morning. Right now, looks like up to a half inch or so is possible across southern Wisconsin, so that would certainly be welcome to help the very dry conditions that have developed over the past couple of months. Behind this weather maker, fairly seasonal conditions coming up for the weekend. Not too bad at all, with plenty of sun. Gusty south winds will be returning, though, late Sunday and Monday, pulling in some warmer air early next week, along with some moisture. With another weather system coming in, there could be some scattered showers off and on from Monday through Wednesday of next week. That forecast for today, some early day sunshine, then clouds roll in, turning mild and a bit breezy with a high of 66, wind south at 7 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with a 90% chance of rain by late evening, maybe a few rumbles of thunder, up to a half inch or so of rain is possible, low temperature about 45 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, high near 61, northwest wind of 10 to 20. Heading into Friday night, mostly clear with some frost out there, low at 31. Saturday brings us sunshine, tranquil conditions, high near 57. Heading into Sunday, mostly sunny and a bit warmer, but turning breezy for the afternoon, low 31 with a high of 63. Monday, mostly cloudy, windy and mild, with a small chance of light showers, low 42, high about 68. Tuesday, variably cloudy, breezy and warm, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm during the day with a higher chance at night, low 56 with a high all the way up to 75 degrees. For Wednesday, showers possible, high about 65. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 28 degrees as we are starting to see the slow climb. So we head towards 66 a little bit later on. Yesterday's high was 60. The record high on October 24th came in 1953 at 83. The record low, 15 in 1960. Last year's high was 79 and the low, 57. Sunset will occur at 5 minutes after 6 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:27. Right now, we have a north wind around 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.07. No precipitation today. We're getting some sunshine now, and we're up 3 from the overnight low. It is 28.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the postseason for volleyball and soccer. Cross-country teams getting ready to run as well this weekend, and a big win on the opening night for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobile One, only $6.99 a quart, and Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports, the WIAA postseason continues for high school volleyball teams. Ithaca gets its first taste of the tournament when they host North Crawford tonight. The Trojans defeated Lafarge earlier this week. Also, Seneca will be hosting Waniwak Center. DeSoto is at Royal. Wazika Steuben at Highland. Other Division 5 matchups, Barneveld hosts Blackhawk, Monticello at Schulzburg, Argyle at Pecatonica, and Belmont will entertain Potosi. Moving to the Division 4 matchups from the area, New Lisbon will be at Tri-County, Wisconsin Heights at Mineral Point, Fenimore at Cashton, Kickapoo at Brookwood, and Southwestern at Hillsboro this evening. Also action going on tonight in Division 3. The matches include River Valley moving on to play Dodgeville, the Blackhawks an 11th seed with an upset win against 6th seed Westby on Tuesday night. Also Viroqua advanced in the tournament. They will play at Cuba City coming up this evening. Luther will be at Richland Center. We'll have the match on WRCO Radio coming up, and that will be at 7 o'clock tonight, pre-match time around 6:45. Here is Coach Jamie Johnson, whose team is coming off an exciting week last week in which they grabbed a co-conference championship.
Yeah, it was. It's something that we said, you know, we wanted to put a number up on the wall, and, you know, the first one kind of with me in charge, and you know, that meant a lot to me. You know, I've been part of a ton of those with Ms. Togli, you know, we've been right there a few times, but it's nice, and the girls will always be able to come into that gym and said I was part of that. And they'll point to their kids and everybody else. So it's a legacy that they got to have, but it's just one step in the goals this year. That's now behind us, and Luther doesn't care that we were, you know, conference champs. They took second in their conference, so a quality team. Like I said, our half sectional was stacked. When you're looking at a River Valley at 11 seed, and then they, you know, come out and win, you just know how deep our whole half sectional is from top to bottom. You know, because Valley's a quality program, and they got a big win, and you know, they're gonna. Everybody's ready to play. You know, and Luther's a 5 seed. We're a 4 seed, so. We need the fans out tonight. I think that can be a pivotal point. One thing we have, when our crowd shows up, they're loud, they can be intimidating. You know, some schools don't have a big volleyball following, and we're fortunate that Richland Center does follow the volleyball team, and we're very appreciative of that, and we need them to show up in force tonight.
The match coming up tonight on WRCO Radio, Luther at Richland Center. The winner will play either Darlington or Aquinas. Those teams meet tonight in La Crosse. Also in Division 2, Edgewood hosts Wisconsin Dells. Platteville is at Lodi. And West Salem will host Reedsburg. Portage will play at Mount Horeb as well. WIAA Tournament Soccer. It's a rematch for Richland Center and River Valley. The teams will play tonight at River Valley in the WIAA postseason. The winner will play either Columbus or St. John's Northwestern Military Academy on Saturday. Lodi will be hosting University Lake School, and Wisconsinites Barneveld will be at Central Wisconsin Christian, Mauston at Lake Country Lutheran in Division 4. Division 3 soccer action, Wisconsin Dells host Dodgeville Mineral Point in a match that will kick off at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Delavan Darien will play at Mount Horeb. Edgewood will take on Lake Mills, McFarland entertains Monroe, and West Salem plays in Platteville against Platteville-Lancaster. Tomorrow, the WIAA cross-country sectionals will be running in several locations across the state. A few will be on Saturday as well. Richland Center Ithaca will be heading to Black River Falls. I talked to Coach Eric Mindum as he talked about the team and its recent conference meets.
I thought we ran pretty well. Our boys team placed second again. That's 2 years in a row, and they held off a challenge from Platteville. The gap did widen between Dodgeville, Mineral Point, and ourselves, but I did think we ran pretty well top to bottom. The girls team, as far back as I can get records for, had their best performance at conference. They finished third overall. That was one of their goals this year, was to kind of close that gap between Dodge Point and Lancaster, and they did a great job. I thought they ran really well yet again.
Early in the week, you were working out at Kroska Park, trying to recreate some hills, I guess, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, we have plenty to choose from in the area here. But our sectionals course is on a golf course, plenty of hills. So we're trying to just get our feet comfortable running those again here. So it's a nice place to get up and down really fast, back and forth there along the sidewalk there.
looking at this week, then you've ran once at Black River Falls. So is it a hilly course?
It is. It's one of the hillier courses we've run this season. The conference race at Lancaster was probably worse, which I think was maybe beneficial for us that we're going to come off of a race like that, and then Black River Falls doesn't seem so bad. So it was very beneficial for us to get up there earlier this year. It's quite a drive up there, but we think it was worth it, and we're going to get up there, and the kids have run it before, so having that experience is invaluable as you get there, and your eyes are wide open with how big of a meet it is and what the stakes are. So we think that experience gives us an edge.
Good luck to Richland Center Ithaca's cross-country team. They'll be running tomorrow evening. Also, the Riverdale cross-country teams prepare for the postseason after a successful season and an SWAL tournament a week ago. Here's head coach Chris Simonson.
We ran very well at our own invitational the week and a half ago, and then we hosted conference on last Thursday. And again, I thought kids are in good shape. We have no serious injuries other than, you know, the aches and pains that come along with running for a few months. But no, I think the kids are mentally and physically ready to perform.
So let's talk about sectionals and how it will work. Where is it at?
We were at Prairie du Chien this year. We haven't run, Riverdale hasn't run at Prairie du Chien, I don't believe, since the old SWAL, when River Valley and Riverdale and Richland Center were in the same conference with Prairie and Viroqua. So it's been a number of decades, and I hadn't been on the course other than to golf since I ran there in 1978, I believe it was the last time I ran there. So it's a nice course. It's on the country club on the Bridgeport side of town. There are hills. There a lot of up and downs. There are no flat places on which to run. You're either running uphill or running downhill, not terribly steep in most places. But it'll be a nice challenge for a lot of the kids.
Good luck to the Riverdale runners and everybody involved in that Division III meet at Prairie du Chien coming up tomorrow night. The Richland Sports Medicine team would like to congratulate the athletes of the month for the month of September. They are, from the Richland Center volleyball team, senior Solei Ewing. From the Ithaca volleyball team, Ariana Lewis, and she is a senior. And Channing Brown of the Ithaca football team, who is a senior. Good luck, and all three athletes will be leading their teams as they get ready for postseason play. Bowling scores to report from the Merchants Bowling League. It was Granite Valley with a 31-11. Gurner Farms had a 2,908. Premier Co-op a 27-32. Granite Valley, 1,009. Gurner Farms, 988 and 984. And Goplin Insurance, a 982. Jeff Seckman, 737. Jason Gurner, 698. Ron Swigum, a 657. Jeff Seckman had a 258 game, Jason Gurner a 256, and Ron Swigum a 254 in the Merchants Bowling League. Damian Lillard scored 30 last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 25, and the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Philadelphia 76ers 124-109 in the season opener for both teams Wednesday night. Lillard scored 15 points in the third quarter and finished with 6 three-pointers, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. Giannis shot 8-for-11 from the floor and had a game-high 14 rebounds as Milwaukee got double-figure scoring from 6 players. Torian Prince and Bobby Portis each scored 16 points. Coach Doc Rivers talked about Prince's performance.
Just great. And, you know, it's funny. He started out slow. When he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in.
And Damian Lillard credits the team's defense.
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint, you know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we talked about, our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Elsewhere last night, Indiana 115, Detroit 109, Cleveland 136, Toronto 106, Orlando over Miami 116-97, Atlanta 120, Brooklyn 116, New Orleans 123, Chicago 111, Charlotte 110, Houston 105, Memphis 126, Utah 124, Golden State 139, Portland 104, in overtime Phoenix 116, and the Clippers 113. Robert Saleh will be consulting for the Packers in a fluid role that involves providing the team's perspective on defense, according to Packer head coach Matt LaFleur. Saleh was at practice Wednesday as the team gears up for their Sunday tilt with the Jacksonville Jaguars. LaFleur says Saleh won't be helping out with the team's defense, and he has complete trust in defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. Saleh spent four seasons as the 49ers defensive coordinator and the last four seasons with the Jets as head coach. Five times in the last six seasons, Saleh's defense has ranked in the top 10 for yards allowed. The Badger football team prepares for a big game Saturday night. Here's Coach Luke Fickell.
We've taken advantage of those opportunities, and I think that's a big area where we've been able to grow. Games are always going to have adversity in them. There's going to be shots on both sides. There's going to be plays made on both sides. And I think in the first few weeks, we had a tough time handling some of those things. And in that way, sometimes you don't take advantage of some of the opportunities that are out there.
Tonight in college football, Syracuse plays at number 19 Pittsburgh, and the NFL game has the Minnesota Vikings playing at the LA Rams. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations. Love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services. Or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Football playoff time is finally here with Level 1 chock full of outstanding matchups. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. A total of 232 high school football playoff games are scheduled for Friday night, as half the teams will be eliminated each week going forward until we crown eight state champions in less than a month. There were certainly some surprises from the WIAA's qualifying and seeding process, but it does result in some outstanding matchups in Level 1. Oconomowoc shared the Classic 8 title and went 8-1, but the Raccoons received just a 6 seed as they'll go on the road in Level 1 against Racine Case, the second place team in the Southeast Conference. Beaver Dam was given a 5 seed in D2 after winning the East Central Crown, as they'll go on the road as well to Menasha. Germantown's 7-2 record was a couple games better than teams seeded ahead of them, but the Warhawks are a 7 seed against second seeded Cedarburg. Potosi Cassville and Blackhawk Warren battled for the Six Rivers title just last week, and they'll meet up again in Level 1. Do you think you know high school football? Head over to wisports.net to join the football playoff pick'em contest, where you can put your selections to the test, picking all the way to the state title. While there, you can also check out our staff and media partner picks, as our team and some of our great partners around the state give our predictions on who we think will win championships. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today. During our 75th birthday year, we brought back Paul Harvey for some broadcasts of years ago. The Paul Harvey program, Rest of the Story, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. Bill goes up to the distinguished-looking gentleman. He says, "Look, I've got to get out of here." With an air of condescending sympathy, the man asks why. Agitated, Bill explains, "Because I'm not crazy." His own words, of course. Anyway, Bill is forced to concede that he admitted himself to this Meadowbrook Hospital. It was his own idea to be here in the first place. But what gave him such an idea, the gentleman calmly queries. Bill looks down despondently past his institutional smock to his institutional slippers, and he says quietly, I tried to kill myself. And that is so. Everything was going wrong for Bill. His girlfriend had left him. His professional prospects had collapsed. He was broke, so broke he could no longer pay rent, wound up sleeping in an all-night laundromat. The city was sub-freezing that winter, and laundromats were the warmest places to sleep. In any event, Bill was 21. He could go home to mother, but he hated the thought. She'd be glad to see him, of course, but then she'd realize what a failure her son was. That was the hard part, Mom knowing. But the temperature dropped further. Now even the Manhattan laundromats were getting chilly. So Bill swallowed what was left of his pride and went home to Hicksville. Oh, really? Hicksville, Long Island, New York. Mom was not home. Just as well, Bill thought. He let himself in. And feeling lower than ever before in his life, he went to the hall closet and looked for something with which to poison himself. There was some chlorine bleach and some furniture polish. Based on how bad the Clorox would probably taste, Bill took the pledge. Literally. No, it didn't kill him. It gave him gas. Bill's reflective gaze returned to the distinguished gentleman to whom he was pouring out his heart. You see, he said, I'm not crazy. I was just feeling sorry for myself. I don't belong in a mental hospital. And the gentleman, smiling, agreed. By the way, said Bill, I didn't get your name. The man stiffened slightly. Why, he said, I am Kaiser Wilhelm. And then slowly, imperiously, he strode away. But you know what? Right then and there, Bill decided if he ever got out of Meadowbrook Hospital, and if he ever felt depressed again, he would recall all of the people he'd met during those dreadful weeks, the incurable schizophrenics, the chronic heroin addicts, the sedated serial rapists, the hopeless alcoholics, and yes, Kaiser Wilhelm, the people with real problems. And wherever Bill stood at that moment, he vowed he would leap for thankful joy. For Bill was eventually released from Meadowbrook, and he kept that promise to himself. And now whenever you hear his music, and that music makes you happy, you will remember that it was written and performed by a very happy man. The world of popular music, populated by a multitude of pretenders, and only a handful of heroes. But you've always placed among the latter, the heroes, a gifted songwriter and performer named Billy Joel. Billy Joel. And now you know the rest of the story.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO 100.9.
On WRCO Radio. Oh, it's good to be along with you today. We have our trivia question of the day coming up in a few minutes, and we'll have some morning guests coming in from Simon's Recreation Complex a little bit later on between 9 and 10 today. It was on this day, October 24th, 1940, in our area, the 4th Annual Wisconsin State Corn Husking Contest was held. This was a big deal. It was kind of like a badger game or something. Each year they would have that. And it was held at the O.W. Good Connect Farm in Bear Valley. It was estimated that over 20,000 spectators were in attendance that day. Here's David Lee Murphy.
Can't hold.
Lainey Wilson, hang tight, honey. Hold on. It's 8:41 on a Thursday morning.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Please join us in welcoming Euphoria Massage to the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Certified massage therapist Alec Adsit has over 7 years of experience in therapeutic massage and offers many types with various durations and fees to suit your needs and budget. Alec also offers zero balance therapy, aromatherapy, and chair massage. If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or want to have some time for yourself for a change, give us a call at 647-6211 to schedule an appointment with Alec. Appointments can also be scheduled online at massagebook.com. You know you deserve it.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. Trivia this time around. Can you name this classic television show by hearing a bit of its theme? Name that theme and win a great prize from TriStar Gifts and More today.
Mm-hmm.
riding my rifle, my mama's new boyfriend, Rebinds Bibles. Ricky down the road, he resold Red Wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive. And if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of mine, never love of mine. I'm damn near down to my last down. I'm pretty good at breaking down a heart, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it.
Post Malone and Luke Combs, we have found our winner. Congratulations to Paul Steadley, who knew the right answer today. This particular theme is from a television program known as Northern Exposure. The American comedy drama, which was about the eccentric town of Alaska, a town in Alaska. It received 57 award nominations during its six-season run and won 27, including the 1992 Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Drama Series, two additional Primetime Emmy Awards as well. So it ran from 1990 through 1995. And this is scary. To me, it still seemed like a newer show. And it's only been 30 years. Oh, well. Way to go, Paul. He wins from TriStar Gifts and More today.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you.
They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Do you need tires that can handle anything the road throws at you? Look no further than McFarland's Retail and Service Center. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Bridgestone and Firestone tires, renowned for their quality, durability, and performance. Whether you're driving a car, truck, or SUV, we have the perfect tires to keep you safe and comfortable. Visit McFarland's today and get the tires you deserve. Now through the end of October, get a $70 rebate on Bridgestone tires and $60 rebate on Firestone. Stop in to learn more.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It is time for another 75th History Minute here on WRCO as we celebrate 75 years on the air. Courtesy of our longtime sponsor, Jones Chevrolet.
Get the best buy on the truck most people buy.
Chevrolet trucks of muscle and brawn.
Chevrolet trucks on the job. Worth loads more because they haul loads more.
Walsh's Ace Hardware.
With 30,000 helpful hardware men, it's a snap to shop at Ace. For national brands you like, Ace is the place.
And the Richland County Bank.
The Richland County Bank, downtown.
The bank with the time and the temperature sign.
Richland County Bank.
The busiest bank in town.
Ain't single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m., telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place, there goes the carpet, but the deer head stays, next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know. Really trying, next thing you know, there's a test on the counter, next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes, you're half excited, half scared to death, cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad, and nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow, next thing you know.
friends, first dates, first car. It's 1101, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know. Been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know.
Jordan Davis on WRCO, song with a lot of truth right there. Happy Trails time coming up. The news and some friends in the morning show studios in the next few. Here's Daryl Singletary.
My mama used to tell me, son, you better get your work done. Your daddy's coming home at 5. And if you ain't all through with the chores you gotta do, boy, I'm gonna tan you alive. I was glued to the radio listening to my hero singing them sad old songs, singing them sadder than a one-car funeral. Nobody sings like Jones. I take that old kitchen broom up to my room and I play it like an old guitar. Or sit out on the porch trying to sing like George, dreaming of becoming a star. Well, things I never did when I was just a kid made me what I am today. You see, Mama used to whoop me with a George Jones album. That's why I sang this way. Ended up in Nashville working at a sawmill just to be close to the stars. I got a little broke, but I couldn't ask my folks, so I had to hawk my old guitar. I still hang around Tootsie's Orchid Lounge thinking he'll walk through that door. But a voice in my mind said, you're wasting your time, cause George don't drink no more. I used to take that old broom up to my room and I play it like an old guitar. Or sit out on the porch trying to sing like George, dreaming of becoming a star. Well, things I never did when I was just a kid made me what I am today. You see, Mama used to whoop me with a George Jones album. That's why I sang this way. Did when I was just a kid made me what I am today. You see, Mama used to whip me with a George Jones.